He was a unique and creative fellow, and, thus, this is a unique and creative event. Steward of the Forest. The Art and Life of Alain Georgin, at the Foyer Gallery on November 19, is both an opening ceremony for an exhibit of Georgin's artwork that will be on display in the lobby of the Squamish Public Library, and a celebration of life of sorts. Georgin died suddenly on January 16, this year. November 19 would have been his 72 birthday. Longtime friend Heidi Nielsen is organizing the event. Nielsen told the Squamish chief that friends, family, and the community are invited to gather and witness what Georgin created at his home in Paradise Valley, for over 30 years. Come to hear stories and learn more about the intention and focus of Alain's art and his unique personality as you enjoy some music and lemon tarts, witnessing his spectacular and creative art pieces filled with wonder and enchantment, she said. Speakers at the opening ceremony event on November 19, among others, will include Georgin's good friend Eric Massot, who inspired the name of the opening event, and Andrea Hoff, who worked with Georgin at his pottery studio. Nielsen met Georgin when they were both working at How Sound Brewing back in the early 2000s. She later became a tenant of Georgin and his life partner Yannick Evin. He was a multifaceted and talented man, Nielsen noted. He was just a master of so many things. In addition to his art, Georgin was a skilled pastry chef who owned the Alley Cat Bakery for a time. He was a master pastry chef, professionally trained, and he would make the most amazing wedding cakes and lemon tarts and amazing desserts, she said. Nielsen said he was generous and kind, recalling how Georgin treated her son, Sage. My son would come in, and he was little at the time, 7 or 8 years old, and, Alain, was so sweet. He put the apron on Sage and would stand him up at the counter and teach him how to wash the strawberries, she said. Georgin was caring not just of people, but of the land, Nielsen added. When Sage was little, Alain would be very clear. We don't make new paths in the forest. You follow the paths that are already created, she said. Definitely a steward of the forest. His art? Georgin's art will be on display at the Foyer Gallery, located at the Squamish Public Library entrance, through January and, thus, through the first anniversary of his death on January 16. His artistic mediums included clay, gemstones, metal, leather, wood and acrylic paint. He also built creative structures on his property, such as a fence inspired by one he had seen on a trip to Mongolia. Though Nielsen encouraged him to show his art publicly, she said he resisted and was very humble about it. But it needs to be seen. It needs to be appreciated. The opening reception at the Foyer Gallery runs from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.